Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Connie, good to talk with you this morning. Tax season is stressful enough for all of us, right? So on top of that, the IRS reports that it's a busy season for scammers. So this is so important. And what can taxpayers do, Connie, to safeguard their tax returns and that tax refund?
Well, Joey, fraudsters know that tax season is a busy time, and they count on that stress to cause taxpayers to act before they think. So as we approach the tax filing deadline, the number of active scammers increases. Be on guard. They're after your personal information and your tax refund. Scams do follow a predictable pattern, so if you know what to look for, you're better able to protect yourself. If you remember nothing else that I say this morning, remember that if the IRS wants to get in touch with you, they're going to send you an old-fashioned letter in the mail. The IRS does not initiate contact with taxpayers by email, text, or social media. So if you receive a text claiming that your refund is on hold or your account has been flagged for some reason, beware. It's not the IRS, it's a scammer. Scammers use a strong sense of urgency and high pressure. Their message often contains a link urging you to act fast before something horrible happens, such as being arrested. Don't click the link, delete the text, and delete the email. Thirdly, they demand payment through an unusual method, sometimes a gift card or a wire transfer. And recently, cryptocurrency has become their favorite method of payment. If they ask you to go to a Bitcoin ATM, that is not the IRS. It's a scam every single time. So be sure you work with a reputable tax preparer. Some scammers pose as tax preparers. If they prepare your return but they refuse to sign it, that's a bad sign. And if they charge a fee based on the amount of your refund, that's another bad sign. And finally, don't take tax advice on social media. If an influencer promises you a little known trick to get a big refund, assume that it's wrong and it's probably fraudulent. When in doubt, go to the source. Don't call any number in a text or an email. Go to irs.gov or call the IRS directly. Stay alert this tax season.
Well, Connie, this topic is right on target, as always. If our listeners would like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Our number is 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
Okay, this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.